actually your flagship?
The Bell, yeah, the Belknap, B-E-L-K-N-A-P, B-L-G-26. We were working out of Norfolk. There again was another Mediterranean type tour. And then only, in August of 66, I went back to the Pentagon again. Worked in the office of the Deputy Chief of Staff for Naval Operations for Anti-Submarine Warfare. At that time it was Admiral Charlie Martell. I don't know if you've ever heard of Admiral Martell.
He's our first in the Navy, I don't know.
Pretty tough nut, very, very intelligent guy. And, he got selected for Admiral on the air, and President Johnson wanted somebody else. And so he'd been selected, and he'd already had messages of congratulations from a lot of admirals. Mm-hmm. And when he got bumped politically, 2 weeks later he put in his resignation in the Navy. It was a pretty dirty deal. How the presidents, when they want somebody selected, they don't tell you who they want. They just wait till the right name comes up, and they okay the list. So my career-wise, there comes a time in your career, as I'm sure all the officers told you, you have 2 years that you're under the gun for admiral, if you have the best chance of getting in. The first year, just so happened the admirals on the board were hardly any of them knew me. I think 2 out of 13 knew me. Because when they're selecting, they do like congressmen, they do a lot of switching. Vote for my man, I'll vote for yours.
Exactly.
And then the next year, my boss, this Admiral Martell, was the senior vice admiral in the Washington area, and he was president of the selection board. And when I heard that, I came home and told my wife, I said, I'm going to put in my papers and retire just before I'm 50. The idea in those days was you'd have a better chance of getting a job on the outside before you. Mm-hmm. If you were out before you were 50 years old, but it's true or not, I don't know. But as I knew, I was in this little ASW group with him, where he held all the purse strings for money for ASW over the Bureau of Ordnance Stewardship, through everybody else. Charlie Montel was the king, and fellow named Al Bergman. I was out of, probably 36, 37, something like that. He was well known that he kicked the field goal that beat Army one year in football. And he worked in this little group, and he was this Admiral Martell's. Everybody knew that Martell, when he's on the board, was going to pick Al Bergman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that I had four captains working under me as a captain, and we had about 5 other captains in this small ASW group. And even as senior as he was, there was no way he was going to get 2 people,
mm-hmm.
his own people. So after I waited till the list came out in another month or so, and I just put in for my retirement.
Went on out. What did you do after you retired?
Well, I went to work for a Systems Research Corporation in Washington, D.C. This was a little company that I guess you'd call them a software company, but they basically were doing studies for the Navy, whatever the Navy wanted. They dish out all these studies. I put my resume in with the Retired Officer Association. One of the company went over there looking for people, and they called me up. And, so I went to work for them. I think I was number 18 or something like that in the company, and they got enough jobs for the next couple of years. They built up to over 100, and then all of a sudden things stopped like they do. And they got back down to 24 when I got my walking papers. And, so then a few months later, well, then another kid and I formed our own little company. We started putting photocopying machines, IBM, around in libraries. And, this was a fun job. We weren't making a lot of money, but we'd pay IBM, and then we'd get all the profits out of the libraries. Mm-hmm. We'd go around collecting the money out of the machines and clean them for the librarians and stuff. But that was just a fun thing. Then RCA came after me again from the Retired Officers Association, and I worked with them. About two and a half years, and I was working in the Virginia area down there, and we moved to my wife and I moved to Virginia Beach, and so RCA wanted me to set up an office down there to watch contracts coming out, maybe we could get into, and then, and I went down, looked for office space, etc., and next thing I knew, the RCA said, sorry, the lawyer said this would be conflict of interest. But by then, I'd remarried and married to the owner and publisher of a newspaper in Alexandria, Virginia, the Alexandria Gazette. And then on, money didn't mean much. Well, I mean, there was plenty of money because she sold the paper. I don't know whether you were.
Well, that.
If that I'll tell you one more thing. Those people know about. I had rather an unusual marriage career that married 26 years and still married to that woman when I retired. And I was working for System Research Corporation. I came home one night and found her unconscious in the bathroom, and she died that night of a massive cerebral hemorrhage without any warning whatsoever. And about a year after that, I met this lady that owned this newspaper down there, which didn't excite me too much, but we kind of fell in love, and then I ran into a boy. When you marry somebody that's got money in the paper and everybody thinks you're going to try to take over the paper, they wanted a premarital agreement and all this stuff. She didn't want it, I didn't want it, we fought that, but married 14 years, and she was working a crossword puzzle at the dining room table early in the morning. She keeled over on the floor, and 17 minutes later, she was gone. And that was a pulmonary embolism without any knowledge, stabbed in her leg, got through the heart, and blocked both lungs. And the lady that I'm married to now, we met at the little cocktail party. She's British by birth, but she's an American citizen. First time I went out to dinner, she'd been working in a bank. I know them, just through a professional, nothing personal. And first time we went out to dinner, I said, I'm never getting married again. I didn't want to go through any more of that. But here I am.
Well, thank you so much.
No.
Appreciate it. And what we do is we will be transcribing these over months to come. Sure. It takes quite a while, with particularly when we have a